أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده، والصلاة الله والسلام عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأهل بيته أجمعين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and the final prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhi majma'in. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in him, we thank him for his blessings, for his mercy, for his kindness. We are in the blessed month of Rabiul Awwal, and Muslims all over the world, whether they celebrate birthday or they don't celebrate their birthday, Muslims talk about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should talk about him many times, all the time. And the more we talk, better for us, because it helps us to grow in goodness, it helps us to grow in our deen, in our iman. And the love of the Prophet ﷺ is part of iman. A person is not a believer until the Prophet is more beloved to him than his parents, his children, his own self, for anybody, or the whole world. So it is very important to hold him dear to our heart and to respect him and honor him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت فآمنوا بالله ورسوله النبي الأمي الذي يؤمن بالله وكلماته واتبعوه لعلكم تهتدون. These two ayat, from Surah Al-A'raf, they summarize the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his personality, his mission, as well as our relationship with him, our duties towards to him, through the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those who follow the messenger, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, those who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, whom they find inscribed in the Torah and the Gospel that are with them, who enjoins upon them what is right and forbids them what is wrong, and makes good things lawful for them and forbids them bad things, and relieves them of the burdens and shackles that were upon them. Thus those who believe in him, honor him, help him, and follow the light that has been sent down with him, it is they who shall prosper. Say, O mankind, truly I am the messenger of Allah unto you all, him to whom belongs the sovereignty of over the heavens and the earth. There is no God but he gives life and causes death. So believe in Allah and his messenger, the unlettered prophet, who believes in Allah and his words, and follow him, that you may be rightly guided. So here you have some very important points are mentioned. First of all, that prophet is the unlettered prophet, An-Nabi al-Ummi. And this is to emphasize that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not receive his knowledge from any human being. He did not have any teachers. He did not go to any school. Whatever he learned it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His message came to him direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, emphasizing that point, and Nabi al-Ummi, nobody taught him. Nobody can teach him. The only one who taught him is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was his honor. That is, among the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is called An-Nabi al-Ummi. And his name is inscribed in the Torah and Injil, the books that were given to the Bani Israel, the followers of Musa alayhi salam, and the book given to the followers of Isa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَجْدُونَ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. And even today, in their present form, the books contain prophecies about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about his coming, about the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and about his followers and the place where he is going to be. All of these things are there. You will find them in the books of Deuteronomy, in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, in the Gospel of John. So even there you have that. If people want to read them carefully and with open mind, they can see that. And in the past, there were many Christians and many Jews who read those prophecies and they accepted Islam. And even today, there are people who read them, learn about them, and they submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's open invitation to everybody to read your own books and you will find them. You find in them references to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And also he commands what is right and forbids what is wrong. Amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar. You find that in the Quran again and again mentioned. This is the mission of the Ummah. Ya'muruna bil ma'ruf wa yanhawna anil munkar. Again and again is mentioned in the Quran several times. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the role model. He is the first one who did that. The Prophet is the one who commands what is right and forbids what is wrong, and this is what his Ummah should do. يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is يُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِسِ. The Prophet tells them what is halal. Halal are the good things, and haram are the bad things. That which are khabais, those that are not good for your physical being, as well as for your moral being, for your spiritual being. So halal, everything that is Sharia gives halal is tayyib. All the tayyibat are halal. And all the khabais are haram. Whether they are khabais in food, whether they are khabais in drinks, whether they are khabais in actions, whether they are khabais in words, to avoid that. So yuhillaluhum al-tayyibat wa yuharrimu alayhim al-khaba'is. And then Allah says, وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. And He removes the burdens and shackles that were upon them. That means people of the previous traditions, they had certain laws that were very harsh for them, that were difficult for them. And it is because of their rebellion that Allah imposed certain laws for them. And then also their rabbis made it difficult for them. And their own leaders have made things difficult for them. So Isa alayhi salam came and he removed some of the burdens. And then came Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he removed further some of those burdens that were there. فَيُحَلِّلَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ And then يَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِسْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, gives four important duties to the believers. And these duties are الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ So first thing is to have iman in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very strong iman is part of our iman. Iman in Allah, iman in the Messenger of Allah. Aminu billahi wa rasuli. And what does iman in the Prophet means? The iman in the Prophet means that he is the Messenger of Allah. And whatever he gives is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever he says is true. And whatever he says is correct, is right. And there is no falsehood comes out from his mouth. Everything that is reported authentically from him is correct and true and has to be followed. And one should have iman on that. فَآمِنُوا بِهِ And then وَعَزَّرُوهُ And ta'zir means that those who respect him, tawqir, those who respect him and honor him. So a respect and honor of the Prophet ﷺ is an obligation upon the Muslims. Muslims have to respect him and honor him. And we respect and honor all the prophets of Allah. We believe in all of them. And we also do not abuse anyone, any religious leader of any community, whether they are Jewish or Christian or Hindu or Buddhist or Jain or Zoroastrian, people of any religion, we are not allowed. وَلَا تُسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْمٍ بَغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us, Surah Al-An'am, that do not abuse the leaders and the deities of people other than, of other religions, those who call upon Allah, upon other than Allah, do not do that. Because then they will abuse your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your religion. So we are not allowed to abuse anybody's faith, anybody's tradition. And this is the civilized position of Islam. This is what Islam stands for. So Islam is against abusing any people, neither in the name of freedom of expression, nor freedom of anything. It is important all people should be respected and honored. It is very unfortunate, very sad to see that they are today, they have been doing that for centuries, but they have increased today, making films against the Prophet ﷺ and making cartoons against the Prophet ﷺ. And this, of course, makes our hearts very sad. It is insult to Muslims. It is insult to any decent person, any civilized person. It is insult. So what happened in this week, a few days ago, in France, this kind of cartoons and this kind of showing those, of course we condemn that. We are against that. But at the same time, it is wrong to do violence. It is wrong to take the law in your own hand. Because what is the violence produces more violence. And it also gives bad name to the Prophet ﷺ. Because they will start doing more things. And start doing more cartoons and more accusations, more abuses. So it's not a solution to the problem. What is the solution to the problem? You have to take an approach, a higher approach, that you use wisdom. Explain to them the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, the way of the Prophet ﷺ, the banners of the Prophet ﷺ. You have to explain that. Some people inshallah, will be guided. And there are others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will take care of them. Our job is to convey the message. And the Prophet himself, when he was abused, says, we are going to be patient. We do the sabr, inshallah. So be patient. And don't take any action about these films and these literature and these cartoons. Don't take any action that is against the teachings of Islam. Islam does not allow people to take the law in their own hand. So it is very important to observe that. So Alladhina Azzaru, so my brothers and sisters, respect of the Prophet is very important. We should do that. And we should respect all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should respect the religious figures of other religions, even though the religions that are not religion of the book, but we should respect that. That's our civilization, that's our culture, that's our decency. And we should try to convey that to the people. And there are a lot of non-Muslims, they recognize that. Many of them, they do that. But there are some, unfortunately, they get into this kind of excitement. And they try, some of them deliberately do that to excite people and to make them angry. And so we should not give them the chance so that they can take advantage of us. And then also he said, وَنَصَرُ. The Nasr of the Prophet, that is support of the Prophet, means they're supporting his religion. So you convey the message of Rasulullah. Rasulullah came to guide the humanity. It is not Nasru means just not only his person, but also his religion, his message, the Quran, the Sunnah of the Prophet. We have to, each one of us, we have to support that. وَاتَّبِعُ النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. And of course, the most important thing is follow the Noor, the light that he came with. He came with the light. The Quran is the light. The message of the Prophet ﷺ is light. يُخْرِجُهُم مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Take them out from the darkness unto light. And this light has to be followed. And those who do that, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, O Prophet, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. He is the messenger of Allah towards all people, towards all humanity. He is the messenger for everybody. Prophets used to be sent to their own people, to their own communities, to their own region. But he is sent as a universal prophet. His message is for Arabs and non-Arabs. His message is for the people of that time, of the 7th century, and his message is for the people of the 21st century. And until whenever the world will be. His message is a universal for all time, for all places, for all people. Inni Rasulullah ilaykum jami'a. Say, O Prophet, to the Allah saying that to the Prophet, say, I am the messenger of Allah towards all people. He was rahmatul lil alameen. He was rahma for the whole world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that who is sending you? Tell the people who is sending you. He is sending by him, الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ. He is sent by the one who has the kingdom of the heaven and the earth in his hand. He is the ruler of the world. There is no God except he. He is the one who gives life and he is the one who can take away life. So that being, mighty, mighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the one who sent him as a messenger for the whole world. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ. So believe in Allah and believe in the messenger who is the unlettered prophet. الَّذِي يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتِهِ. And he himself believed first to believe in Allah and Allah's words. وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And follow him so that you be guided. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who follow him. Believe in him and follow him and follow his teachings and convey his message to the world, inshallah. وَآخُرْ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. إن شاء الله the coming Wednesday evening we shall have a virtual program on the seerah of the Prophet Sallam, and you will get the details from the Islamic Society. That will be from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We'll be talking, so you can listen to that in your own home, inshallah. You can connect with the site, and on Zoom it will be presented, inshallah. We'll talk more about the life and example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء والعمه المعظمين المكرمين عند الله والناس الحمزة والعباس وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار Please remember in your dua the people who are not well Brother Mubin Kamal, Brother Mujib Ubaidi, Brother Shan Ali, Brother Rayan Qureshi, Brother Habib Ubaidi, and Brother Iqbal Patel. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them shifa. These people and all those who are not well, whose names we may not have here, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. Allahumma ishfi mardana, Allahumma ishfi mardana, Allahumma ishfi mardana, Allahumma la. تضع لنا مريضا إلا شفيته يا الله and then also make دعاء مغفرة for sister Nurkis Isaac sister Fatima Parekh sister Kanwal Qureshi brother Javed Iqbal brother Nawshad Khan Pathan and brother Parvez Hussain Qureshi اللهم اغفر لهم يا الله اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم وعفو عنهم اللهم أكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم اللهم اغسل خطاياهم بالماء والثلج والبرد Also I just got the news that one of the scholars of Islam Dr. Abdul Sattar Abu Ghudda passed away today in Canada Please make dua مغفرة for him اللهم اغفر له ورحمه وعافه وعفو عنه اللهم أكرم نزله ووسع مدخله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر فأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله